Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Lindsay Ray Brown, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, That Time I Realized My Boob Was Out. Again. Why does this keep happening to me? When I was 18 and impossibly shy, I remember sitting on my deck with a friend drinking a beer. I looked away for a split second, wary of a bird that was flying suspiciously near, and inexplicably, when I looked back, my friend's nipple was exposed. Her boob had popped out of the scoop-neck shirt she had been wearing. My friend was beautiful, outgoing, and it seemed that nothing ever fazed her. I wanted to be her, but I knew that would never happen because the reality was my legs would simply never be that long. Also, telling people that you want to be them is pretty stalkerish. I don't know why I didn't just say, your nipple is out right now? But for some reason, to my anxious brain, that seemed rude. So I remained silent, awkwardly trying to avoid eye contact with her areola. It is here that I will mention how, up until a few years ago, I thought about this event often and wondered how my friend could have gone a full 5 minutes with an exposed nipple outdoors and not realize it was indeed exposed. Perhaps she was very proud of her nips and wanted to show them off. Maybe she was a little tipsy and didn't realize it due to inebriation. Maybe she just had a lot on her mind. I'm not sure of the reason, but when she did finally realize, she laughed it off, saying, Oh my God, Linz, my boob fell out of my shirt! Ha! And oh, how I longed for that kind of confidence. Then, years later, I found myself in a predicament that should have taught me that kind of confidence. You can listen to this story on my June 13th episode. One might think that having exposed my breasts to a random carpet-cleaning salesman while in a cleaning frenzy, bet you want to listen to that story now, it would have, A, taught me a lesson to wear clothes in which my tits would not fall out of, or B, cultivated the distinct sort of self-assurance to simply not care about people viewing my boobies. I, however, own neither of these qualities. Or, at least, I thought I didn't. The past few weeks have been stressful. I recently decided to branch out with my work into a genre not in my wheelhouse. I'm struggling to find my writing voice. In truth, I feel like an unfunny failure. Growing as a writer and human is tough going sometimes. I'm feeling down on myself. My confidence, not only in breast exposure, is flagging, and it's been a rocky road trying to find my usual upbeat attitude towards life and work. Today was challenging. I felt overwhelmed with a long to-do list and an overflowing garden with produce that needed to be harvested, cleaned, and canned. I spent hours making salsa, tomato sauce, zucchini relish, various baked goods with the main ingredient of zucchini, and froze 7 large Ziploc bags of shredded zooks. I planted too many zucchini. That much is clear to me now. Usually this type of housework is comforting. Much like my love for crafting stories, I enjoy the process of processing food that I've grown with my own hands. Today, though, I was exhausted, both mentally and physically, by the time I put away the canner. I figured that a walk and some fresh air would, at the very least, grant me a good night's sleep. Taking a glance in the mirror to inspect myself before heading out, I was not thrilled at what stood before me. Ratty old leggings, 3 times too big muscle shirt that hung considerably low down my sides, granting my ancient and worn sports bra complete visibility. The sports bra was ill-fitting and the ugliest color of blue you've ever seen. Meh, it would work for a quick stroll around the block, I figured. I was too tired to care about what the other people walking their dogs might think of me and my disheveled appearance. It's been unseasonably warm here despite October quickly creeping up on us. As I strode out of my door, Lucy the dog at my side, I thought about how it was still quite warm, not even a whisper of fall in the air. As I walked, I tried to brainstorm ways to self-help my brain into happiness. I quickly realized that self-helping myself never helps for long and began making a list of priorities in life. This does help. Lists always help. Lost in my audiobook, Augustine Burroughs' This Is How, and making my mental list, I almost missed the man with the shopping cart by the bench in the park waving me down. I try not to judge anyone because we've all been down on our luck at times. I've met and befriended people who live on the streets, and they have mostly all been wonderful. I remind myself that if it weren't for my privilege, there would have been several times within my life where I'd have been in the same position. But I didn't want to go over there despite his enthusiastic waving. Sometimes, when I'm feeling outgoing, I don't mind engaging with strangers, learning a little about another human's life, and trying to pawn off my abundance of large zucchinis on them is often a memorable time, at least for me. But today just wasn't the day for such adventures. So I gave him a wave and tried to carry on. He was insistent, though, and started to make his way over to me quickly. Without fuss, once he was in earshot, he quietly said, while purposely looking in the exact opposite direction, "Ma'am, your breast is showing." I looked down. I saw. I smiled. My time had finally come. "Well, look at that," I said, probably turning all shades of red. But I did laugh, and then I thanked the man for his kindness. It's not like my entire swag bag was hanging out. It had just, shall we say, migrated a bit too far out of its protective confines. Side boob plus half a high beam, if you will. This is the downfall of itty-bitty titties. They are apt to sneak out through the worn elastic in your 20-year-old sports bra that can no longer hold anything at bay. Regardless, I felt the gratitude. The man had done what I was too shy or afraid to do all those years ago. Mention a rogue chest fest to save someone from potential embarrassment. I asked him if he wanted any tomatoes or zucchinis. He sadly did not. I watched him push his cart off into a sunset distance, and I realized that life was going to be okay, knowing that there are perfect strangers out there, much kinder and better than myself, gives me hope for the world. It reminds me that, although the hard times come, there is always something extraordinary hidden just under the stretched elastic of your ancient sports bra. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.